Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
51,000 plus on their feet. Nobody's left to beat the traffic tonight, I guarantee you. Mark gets the sign. The wind and the pitch, here it is. Swung, fly ball deep left center. Grissom on the run. Yes! The Atlanta Braves have given you a championship. Listen to this crowd. Rushing on the field, and the constables restrain them. The Atlanta Braves have brought the first championship to Atlanta.
Oh, okay. So can I say, hey, Lucas, your picks stink. I don't like listening to that at all.
Well, normally there's like a now back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
He says he already played that.
I mean, that cut was so long that I might have glazed over.
You thought you dreamt it.
Well, I was trying to figure out the relevance of that, where...
That was Skip Carey.
I get it, because I've been here on the show the whole time, but if you're just driving around and it's May 21st and he's playing a World Series championship-winning highlight from 1995, feels a little bit out of place.
Well, we were going to explain it.
Right, I get it. But if you're in the car and you sit through 90 seconds of that... Mark Wohlers? I was like, oh, yeah.
Wasn't that the only Bobby Cox World Series when they should have won probably like five?
Yep.
That pitching staff. Hey, kids, starters used to go more than four innings. It was crazy. They had all these starters with the Braves. And you know this, too. On their off days, they'd all golf together. They were all amazing golfers. Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, who then later became the closer, Steve Avery. Anyway, they were amazing every year, and they won the division every year, but they only broke through and won the World Series one time.
One time.
And their announcer, Skip Carey, on the call right there.
Lost World Series.
Yep.
Lost NLCS. They missed the playoffs during a strike year. Won the World Series. Lost the World Series. Lost NLCS. Lost NLCS. Lost the World Series.
Listen to that.
Eight of nine years. They went to the World Series five times. They won one.
And the championship series.
The other three.
And then a strike year.
Right.
Yeah.
Eight of nine. They were in the last four teams, all eight, They went to the World Series 5 times. They won 1 ring.
1 time.
And you just heard it. Mark Wahlers got the final out. Totally. Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway.
Right. Anyway, yeah. We actually have some Giants news to pass along. And it is that Justin Verlander is going on the injured list. And the report states, and this is from John Shea and others who cover the Giants on social media, the report states he's going to miss 2 starts. But I'm wondering if the way that they're phrasing that, he's going to miss 2 starts. In other words, the IL stint means he's forced to miss at least 2 starts. I don't know yet if this means he's only expected to miss 2 starts. You remember that he publicly spoke about mechanics and velocity being down, and that whatever he was dealing with physically flared up in his last game. He kind of battled through it, but pitched just kind of so-so. And then now he's going on the injured list. I'll just say that there are some whispers out there that I had heard about prior to today that this could be maybe something that lasts a little bit longer than 2 starts.
And what is the injury? Are they saying what it is? Like, is it a neck, a shoulder, an elbow, my neck and my back?
Well, I mean, maybe it's just being 43 years old. I don't know that they got too much into the specifics of it in his last start. They just kind of, it was like, oh, whatever he's dealing with. And then literally the reports that you see come out from all the Giants beat people right now, Justin Verlander is going on the injured list. End of tweet.
Okay.
So that's the other part of this that for me is eyebrow raising. This is not like, oh, Justin Verlander's got arm soreness or shoulder soreness or you know, whatever. It's just Justin Verlander. There was mystery around this last time he pitched. And now all of a sudden there's Justin's going away for a little while and nobody will tell us why. And so, you know, I don't want to put something, I've heard some things. I don't want to put it out publicly
because
I don't know.
Right.
And I will not do that with regard to somebody's body and health, but I will tell you, I've heard some whispers that this might last a little bit longer than 10 days.
Just for some honesty, they did list pec discomfort.
Pec discomfort. Okay. Pec discomfort.
Okay. Well.
Discomfort.
Yes.
This is more than discomfort.
Right.
He ain't going on the injured list for discomfort. Well, but anyway, go ahead.
I'll just say this. I mean, he's pitched 10 times this year and he's thrown 52 innings. So that's 5 innings per start, roughly a little bit more. And last year he made 17 starts and he pitched about 5 innings per start, a little bit more. The year before that, he pitched 11 times, and he went about 6 innings per start. He's 42 years old, and if you look at pitchers who are over 40, it's pretty rare, especially when you get to a power pitcher, which is what he has been, it's rare to see a guy like that last throughout the whole year. And you and I talked about this when they signed him. Like, what's the expectation for Verlander? For me, it was to maybe make 20 starts and, you know, maybe he gets you 100 innings and, you know, can he get you 6 or 7 wins? Well, he's 0-3 and the ERA is 4.33. And it feels to me like this is not that unexpected when you have a pitcher at this age who's coming off Tommy John just a few years ago and he's 42. Yeah. Like, what are you really expecting from him? Yeah, 42.
No, well, I mean, it's funny that we have this conversation off of the way we've talked about the Warriors all year, sort of at least thinking to ourselves, well, I mean, can you really expect this to all stay healthy, especially through a playoff run? And then in the end, it didn't. And that's a 37-year-old. And I know basketball is different than baseball, but yeah. Like when you sign somebody who's 42 years old, it's literally the first thought that goes through your mind. Like, that guy got anything left? Is he really going to do this, that, or the other? Now, look, the Giants, I think, would come back and say this was a worthwhile signing because he's going to mean more to this pitching staff.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Then the actual 10, 20, 30 starts that he would make, because he can kind of be an elder statesman, and the hope is that as this season unfolds, some of the younger guys are able to step into their role. Now, Hayden Birdsong moved into the rotation last night. They won the game 3-2. He pitched well. If you're a Giants fan, you're also aware of who got called up to the bullpen a couple of weeks ago. His name is Kyle Harrison, and he's no longer throwing 93. He's now throwing 97, and you damn well better believe the Giants are activated to have that guy get back into the starting rotation, and he may well be ready to do that. I would think that that's probably what the next announcement will be. Now that Verlander's missing these next two starts, does Kyle take over there? There's also Carson Wisenhunt, your favorite guy. He's got a sparkly changeup, and he's down in the minors right now, and he has pieced about 6, 7, 8 really good starts in a row, and he's probably only a step away. So the good news is that the Giants, I think their hope this year was sort of, and I know I don't want to say this two timelines. Here's kind of what the Giants' hope this year was to, yes, contend like they are.
Yep.
50-game mark, by the way. They got their butts kind of kicked today. 29-21 through your first 50 games.
Yeah, they're doing great.
They're doing great. So you want to contend if you can stay healthy. But it was also a year where they're like, okay, we want some of these young guys to step into their role. And don't forget Landon Roop, who's been up and down, but I think a little bit more up than down. Like, they're not discouraged by what he did. But the fact that they left Birdsong and Harrison out of the rotation at the beginning of the year, their hope was that they would force their way into the rotation. And we may be pretty close to that being reality.
Could be. Although watching Kyle Harrison and last night, notwithstanding where, you know, he ended up giving up a run and he left the game before the run got charged to him. But I like what he's doing in the bullpen. And I do think that his velocity that he's bringing and the fact that he's a lefty gives them a little bit more of a weapon out of the pen. But yeah, if Verlander's going to miss two starts and maybe it winds up being more than just two starts and you need to have somebody step in to that spot, Kyle Harrison could be a good candidate, but I do like what he's bringing out of the bullpen. And what you're talking about with two timelines is, you know, tongue in cheek, but it's also real where,
yeah,
you know, Kyle Harrison is only 23. So do we have to like thrust him into a starting spot right now? Or can you continue to have him do well in the bullpen and help the team win in a spot where you might actually need him more than in the rotation?
Well, it's an interesting question. I don't think he would be being thrust into the rotation. Let's not forget, for the better part of last year, he was in the rotation.
Yep.
It's not like this would be brand new to him. And I think he pitched hurt a lot last year, and it messed with his mechanics, and that messed with his velocity, and that messed with his confidence, and it messed with and messed with and messed with. And it got all out of whack. And so they went slow this year because they wanted him to refine those things, and he did. He dominated down in AAA, and the velocity went through the roof, and they were watching. And then they brought him up, and this is just my read. No one has told me this, but bringing him up and putting him in the bullpen was not the long-term plan. That was a way to sort of alleviate the pressure of bringing him back up. Like, next step, go to the bullpen. Let's see if we can find a couple spots for you. Get into a big league game. How's that looking? Okay, he's now had 5 appearances, 5 1/3 innings. He's given up 2 runs, but he's also giving up 2 hits.
Yep.
That's it. He's pitching very well. And Kyle Harrison's a starter. That man's a starter. And so I don't know what they feel about his readiness for this, but I would think that that's the first place you're going to look with this news that Verlander is going on the injury.
Yeah, as opposed to going back to Jordan Hicks and getting him.
Oh, God,
you know,
yeah. I would.
Yeah.
As a fan, that's what I would like to see.
Sure. I mean, Jordan Hicks, I think that his time as a starter has kind of run its course, where it's kind of the opposite of Kyle Harrison, where you take him back to the bullpen and you let his velocity go back up to where it can be 98, 99, even 100 if Jordan Hicks is only doing 1 inning or maybe 2 at the most. And, you know, Kyle Harrison gets up back up there, and you do have a second lefty now in your rotation, which gives teams a different look over the course of a, you know, 3-game series, depending on how you stack it. Because right now, if you have Robbie Ray as your only lefty, that kind of gives teams a little bit of a comfort spot, especially if Robbie Ray's not in that series.
Yeah, it can. It can for teams who struggle against lefties, although nobody struggles against the lefties.
No, I can't think of a team.
Like the Giants do.
There you go.
So too bad Harrison can't pitch against the Giants. I think he would do great. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, also home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. More on that in a minute. Always live on the free Odyssey.
We're still thinking about some stuff, I don't know. I've always been a big fishing advocate, so I was telling my wife, and she's annoyed with me, but I'll say it, but I'd like to get a bass boat one day. So, yeah, that'll be my first big purchase.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Wait, a what?
A bass boat.
A bass boat?
A bass boat.
Okay.
And then a bass lake, dog. Buy the whole lake.
Just buy all the bass.
That's it.
You could buy a Bass Pro Shops.
Yep.
And you could do that.
Former Astro Kevin Bass.
Didn't they just get married? His wife's already annoyed at him?
Could probably buy a bassinet. I mean, you're freshly newlywed.
Man, I'm about to get married this summer, and if I sign a contract for $265 million, she's never going to be annoyed with me.
Google search, bass boats run you about $15,000, somewhere between $15,000 and $22,000.
Hey, all right. So,
and you get a boat, and so you get a boat.
He'll make that in the first, like, snap of the first game, I think. So, anyway, let's have some fun. Brock Purdy, that's from the intro press conference. It's official. Fountain pen to paper earlier this week. He's got his new deal. Lots going on with the Niners. And we are thrilled to be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth on the River Islands guest line. He hosts the Stinkin' Truth podcast, as you know. Make sure you check that out, the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Hey, Stink, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. You ever been on a bass boat before?
Sure, I've been on a bass boat. Now, I'm not much of a fisherman, but I've been on a few bass boats in my day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, apparently that's what Brock Purdy would like to buy. So that'll run about $15,000, and then there'll be $264 million in change still left over. What's your reaction to this deal?
Well, I mean, listen, the deal to me is great, and it's inevitable. And, you know, it's funny how much pushback you get on Brock Purdy and how, I don't want to call him controversial, but how people just feel like, for whatever reason, they feel like he's not worth it. Like, they are overpaying him to play the quarterback position. And it's interesting to me because I think a lot of it has to do with a lack of understanding of the quarterback position. I think the easiest thing in the world to see is athleticism, right? You can see a guy that can run fast. You can see a guy that can jump high. You can see a guy that's big and that's physical and all those things. And none of those things actually, you know, they're all helpful from an athlete standpoint, but none of them none of them define you as a football player, how good you are as a football player. And so I tend to kind of look at those things and say, man, it's nice if you have them. But when I watch Brock Purdy, you know, his feet in the pocket, his feet line up to his progressions, how he gets through progressions, how he eliminates a concept right off the bat in pre-snap, because he realizes, hey, man, this isn't good against the defense they're running, and gets to the backside, gets to the third or fourth guy in a progression. Those are the things from the neck up, his ability to make snap decisions, make them correctly, and get the ball accurately to his guys. That's the stuff that matters to me at the quarterback position. Yeah, if you are a great athlete and you can run really fast and you're a big physical dude and all that stuff, that's great, but that's secondary to me compared to that neck up process that really defines whether you can play the quarterback position or not.
Does it also matter to you that he happens to fit very well with Shanahan and the personnel and the system as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think ultimately, you know, people say, well, he's a system quarterback. Yeah. Like everybody plays in a system, right? And do you orchestrate that system well? Do you understand that system? Can you get through, you know, can you operate that system at a high level? Can you go from the run game to the pass game and back forth? Can you audible? Do you understand? Like, all that stuff is important. And all the great quarterbacks to me, you know, operate within their system, operate exceptionally well within their system. And, you know, and most of them have really good weapons. And so to me, a lot of the thing about the quarterback position is funny. The stuff that I think the general fan covets, they covet the big arm, like arm talent. Oh, man, did you see that guy, you know, throw into a team meeting? Well, ultimately, I don't want to do throwing into a team meeting, right? I think one of the coolest things for me is I was doing a Tampa game with Tom Brady, obviously, as the quarterback. And so I'm talking to Byron Leftwich, who was the offensive coordinator, longtime quarterback in the National Football League. And I was like, all right, what sets him apart? From your, like, you played the position for a long time, what sets him apart? And he's like, it's the boring. He said, if the first read in the progression, if you're running curl flat, and the flat is open, and the flat's, you know, a 6 yard, bring back to 4 yard off coverage, you know, it's just a flat route that goes from the inside part of the football, you know, like from the hash marks out to the flat, right, out to the sideline. And Byron said, if the flat is the first read in the progression, or it is the first read in the progression, and it's open, Tom Brady will throw it 100 out of 100 times and make it second down and 5 minus. He will do it every single time. He doesn't go, no, that's boring. Let me get off it and see if I can throw the curl, or let me see if I can throw the backside. You know, he does, like, no, that's not what I do. And that, to me, creates efficiency, creates long drives, creates essentially a situation where you're in third down and four minus, and the whole entirety of the playbook is open to you as a play caller. And that, to me, those things are beautiful. But the general fan can't understand that, doesn't understand that concept, because it's not sexy. It's not big. It's not over the top. It's not, you know, it's not any of those things. So they tend to get bored with that.
Mark Slareth is joining us here at Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Stink, I'll tell you what else I'd love to hear you expand on. I've watched a lot of your comments recently with regard to the talent the 49ers lost, the veteran talent in the offseason that they either traded or let walk, and they've replenished that with, right now, all we know as just names. Names in the draft and whatnot. They've gotten younger and cheaper in some spots. But you sound very optimistic with regard to what they've done. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that I just saw as I did one of their games late last year, and obviously know the organization pretty well. This happened to me last year in Denver. You know, I've lived in Denver. I'm in New York now doing a show on FS1 called Breakfast Ball. But I'm in New York now. But last year I was doing, you know, my radio show from Denver, Colorado, from training camp. And they came out, like all the pundits came out with, you know, they always do this every year, like the ranking of the rosters. And the Broncos rank like 31st or 30th in total roster makeup. And everybody talked about how they didn't have good players on their roster. And I was sitting there going, well, no, you guys have this all wrong. They've got really good players on their roster. They just don't have name value on their roster. And there's a big difference, right? Guys have not had the opportunity to make a name for themselves. My first game that I ever played in, I'm playing against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly. I'm on the bus, right? The Philadelphia Eagles across, Byron Evans is the middle linebacker. They've got Jerome Brown, Clyde Simmons. They've got Mike Pitts. They've got Reggie White. Like, they have got a cavalcade of all pro players. They're the number one defense in football. And I'm sitting on the bus scared to death as a little 10th rounder out of Idaho. And Doug Williams walked on the bus, and I'll make a long story short. He just told me, hey, listen, the only difference between those guys and you is they had a chance to make a name for themselves, and today's your chance to make a name for yourself, and I believe in you. And I went in that game and whipped some ass. I got a game ball, got in a fight. I mean, the whole nine yards. Like, I'm not getting punked by anybody, right? And so, like, ultimately, going back to my Broncos statement, was you guys just don't know those names. You haven't watched any of these kids play. And they're actually pretty damn good. And I look at San Francisco at the end of the season. Pearsall, I thought, was exceptional.
Yep.
And then I thought what they figured out with Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings is a full grown ass man who want, like the one thing he has to do is keep from fighting people. Like, that dude sets a tone at the wide receiver position. And what they figured out was he's a pretty damn good X. Like, he can play that position, but we still think he's got the, you know, like, got the onions to do all the things that Debo did, maybe not as efficient because of Debo's, you know, just body build like a fullback, but he does all that dirty work stuff. And then, you know, you will get Ayuk back. And if Christian McCaffrey's healthy, like all those things. And then defensively, we had some young kids in the secondary that played exceptionally well. Greenlaw didn't play at all really last year. He played that game in the rain against the Rams in a little bit. And, you know, Hufanga got hurt again. So, I, you know, and I thought the, what's the kid's name, Mustafa?
Yeah.
Oh, that dude is a heat-seeking missile. Now, I know he's got, he's kind of hurt right now.
Yep.
But that dude, like, watching him on tape, I was like there's a reason he gets hurt. Because that guy has a blatant disregard for his own well-being. He is a freak show. And so, I'm like, I'm watching a bunch of young guys and corners and everybody else going, They're really talented, and they got experience playing last year when a bunch of guys were hurt. So, like man, I look at it like, just because you don't know the names or they don't have the name value, like, don't count them out.
Yeah, and they get somebody back that they hadn't had in a few years, Robert Saleh. How much does that change a defense, Stink, when you have a coordinator who's come back, one that has experience? Does that really make an appreciable difference for a defense?
Yeah, you know, Saul is one of those guys that obviously D'Amico Ryans took over when Saleh left, right? And D'Amico was really good, and then he went to Houston, and he's been great there, and D'Amico's a wonderful coach. But the last couple of years with Wilkes, it didn't work out. The styles, you know, what he was asked to do, like that's not his style of defense that he was asked to come in and play. And so, like, that was a non-fit, and that always felt like there was friction there. And then last year, what's the guy's name, Sorensen?
Yep.
Like, that didn't work out last year. And so, like, it just feels like they've been between coordinators. And one thing I've always loved about Robert, obviously he gets his guys to play exceptionally hard, but he's one of those dudes that, and I love this about football guys, like, he's a real football dude, but, like, keep it simple, stupid. Like, make it simple and just play better than the offense that you're playing against. And I think he's got a real feel for saying, this is what we do, this is who we are, and we're going to live in this world, and my guys are just going to be able to execute. And, you know, I'll go back to playing for Mike Shanahan, obviously Kyle's father. We literally won back-to-back world championships in Denver on six plays. Our run game consisted of six plays. That was it. And, you know, we would window dress it, and we'd do a lot of different things. Now, Kyle, you know, has expanded, and they run a lot more stuff. But, again, it's about having an identity, knowing exactly who you are, what you are, and what you want to do. And I think that connection between Robert and the defense and Saleh and Fred Warner, I think it's just going to be exceptional. And so I think he makes a huge difference. And he is truly not only one of my favorite coaches, but just one of my favorite people. So he's just a great dude. I think he's a hell of a football coach.
You're listening to Stank. Mark Schlereth is with us here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, would you have voted for or against the banishment of the tush push today?
You know, it's interesting because I actually love the play, but I'm on record as saying, hey man, I would ban it based upon they banned it on the special teams aspect of football. When I played, man, you used to get pile driven, right? You get a guy in the A gap and a guy pushing behind him, and they deemed that play too dangerous. So on special teams, you're not allowed to do that on PAT field goal or punt protection. You can't push, you can't propel and push a guy through the line of scrimmage. But it's okay on the offensive side of the ball. It's not dangerous on the offensive side of the ball, just on the defensive side of the ball, right? And so just the lack of congruency in the rule bothers the piss out of me. Like, if it's okay to do on offense, then it should be okay to do on defense and special teams. And so that part, like, if it was an advantage to the defensive side of the ball, then they would ban it because we want more offense. So that lack of equity just tends to really bother me.
That's a great breakdown because I'm thinking about the same thing in terms of the aesthetics of the kickoff, Stink. And Mark and I are going to have a debate later in the show about the one rule you want to see change. And for me, I want to bring back the kickoff because the kickoff that we had last year to me is – it takes away the onside kick for one, and for another thing, it takes away some of the majesty of the true nature of the kickoff. What do you think about what we saw last year with the new rule?
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. The other thing is I think the teams, like, I understand why they did it, and I covered kickoffs as a rookie and got this living piss knocked out of myself a couple of times. So, you know, I was like, I said to myself, I am not crazy enough to play on kickoff cover, and if it comes down to making this team on kickoff cover, I'm going to cut. So, like, those dudes are insane. But if you really study it, like, there is a flag on three quarters of those plays, and they're on the, you know, they're on the offensive side of the ball, right? The return team. So if you're a good coverage team and you've got a kicker that can put it in that area where they have to return it, the odds are is you're going to stop them inside the 30, and the odds are you're going to get a holding call. And so you're going to get really good field position if you play it correctly. But, yeah, you know, it's a little hokey. And then it's a hokey play, and then you decide to call it the dynamic kickoff rule. And I'm like, you know, how about the boring kickoff rule?
Exactly.
You know, right? So anyhow, but I get the, you know, I get the whole safety thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And I understand. And it did eliminate a lot of, or cut back, way back on a lot of concussions. So I suppose, you know, it's here to stay.
Stink, I want to run something by you. I saw that the Bills were announced as this year's training camp Hard Knocks team. And I know in the NFL, especially the good teams are like, we don't want to do this. Like, we don't need the drama. We don't need the cameras all over the place. But I'm sort of more circumstantial about it. And I wonder if the 49ers sometime soon might not be a good candidate for Hard Knocks because, A, it's a huge brand. But at the core of my opinion is I think Kyle Shanahan could use a little humanizing to the public because he takes a lot of flack. And my understanding is the players love the dude, but he's not great in a press conference. And so fans don't really get to see all sides of Kyle. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, I probably have more access than I should tell you about. And he is hilarious and dynamic in those meetings. I think he's been influenced by Belichick a little bit. Like if you've ever sat down with Belichick, you know, in a one-on-one where you're either just talking about football or you're just talking about life in general. Belichick is funny. He's dynamic. He is nothing like his press conference. And Kyle Shanahan is very much the same way. Like, he has used that Belichick kind of persona in front of the press to make himself seem as boring as possible. But, dude, he is, like, in the meetings, and when you watch him in meetings and you watch him interact with his team, and he's funny and he's sarcastic and he gets the dudes going. He is he's great, and he's just – I'm just a huge fan of the way he coaches his team and the way they play the game and the way they're prepared every week.
Of all the teams you played on, and they didn't have Hard Knocks back then, but who is a teammate that you had or maybe a team that you were on that we all would have loved to see in a Hard Knocks-like format?
Oh, I think the Broncos teams I played on, you know, with Elway and with Terrell Davis and, you know, Shannon Sharp and Alfred Williams. I mean, he played in San Francisco 1 year, yep. Alfred Williams, but you know, Big Al is the world's he's just the world's loudest individual. Great dude. We had Neil Smith. Like, we had a lot of characters, a lot of great players, and just a really, really fun and solid team. I think that probably would have been really entertaining television. You know, the most entertaining guy we had was Alex Giz, my offensive line coach, who was, I mean, screaming, cussing. Like, we used to have to, when we played in Greeley, Colorado, where our training camp, they would try to move us, and like they would change the dynamics of how the fans could watch, but they would put us in the far corners when we practiced and we did individual stuff, because he was so busy dropping F-bombs and, you know, you this sucker and that sucker, and we'd have to get escorted away from the fans. Because we're like, man, this guy is so raunchy. So it would have been pretty entertaining television, no question about it.
Shannon Sharp has a big personality. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I couldn't see that.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Stink, thanks, man. Great having you. We loved it. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Okay. There he goes. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Make sure you check out the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I imagine like Hard Knocks, Oakland Raiders, 1977, with Madden and Stabler and Matuzak and Otis Sistrunk and all those guys. Like, you couldn't air it, you know, back in those days. That's why I was curious about his teams, you know, and the Bronco team that he mentioned with, you know, Shannon Sharp and Otis Smith and some of the other guys. Interesting, you know?
No doubt. I don't know why I had a different reaction today than I ever have before when it was announced who was going to be on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, kind of feels like a time coming off 6 of 11. This might help the... Normally, I'm like, no, don't need it. This might help the 49ers right now. And the fact that they've got their franchise QB and they have the personalities in the room, and I know, as Mark said, Kyle Shanahan would gain some fans if they were given some access to the way he actually conducts himself. I just know it. And it might be good for them right now. Like, it's not going to happen. It's going to be at least a year away, but...
Yeah, because they're not eligible until they miss it, the playoffs, I think, 2 straight years. Then you become eligible.
I don't know how the eligibility goes, because the Bills are doing it, and the Bills were obviously in the playoffs. So, I think that you're allowed to say no based on those rules.
Yeah.
But you could probably say yes anytime you want. Like, I think they would love to have the Niners if they would say yes. They don't have to say yes, though, yet, because they've only missed the playoffs.
Right, and just
time.
Think about the personalities with George Kittle and
right.
Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Juszczyk with, you know, somewhat of celebrity spouses.
Yep.
You've got Robert Saleh, big personality, Kyle Shanahan, the genius. You've got the $53 million quarterback now with the aw shucks demeanor. You've got Fred Warner and his new deal and his very popular, not quite celebrity wife, but somebody who is has become
recognizable.
Well-known.
Yep.
You got the third-round kicker who now has competition.
Lenore is all kinds of personality.
No doubt.
Just got paid.
Yep.
So,
I mean, and
anyway.
You've got Trent Williams, who has got an unbelievable story, and he's a Hall of Famer. I do think that they have a lot of compelling stories that could be told.
So the Tush Push stays, and we wanted to throw this out. We'll talk about it a little bit. The Tush Push stays, but what rule would you like to see changed in the NFL? We can take a few calls on that. We're going to head our way back to Giannis and Jimmy Butler in the 5 o'clock hour. But 888-957-9570. What rule would you like to see changed in the NFL? We've both got some things we'd like to throw out there, and we'll take your calls right now, 888-957-9570. Before we skedaddle here, some sad news to pass along, and that is that the Indianapolis Colts have announced that owner Jim Irsay has passed away. And that just came down a few minutes ago. Jim Irsay, born in 1959, passes away today, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts.
Man.
So let's see. Quick math. This was not an old man. I don't know if he's had
65.
His birthday. Yeah, still in his 60s. So Jim Irsay, rest in peace, owner of the Indianapolis Colts. All right. Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, Valkyries have the Washington Mystics in town. Second game for the Valkyries. You can hear the game on 95.7 The Game. Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app as well. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call. You can also watch the game on KPIX+. Plus. Pre-games at 6:30. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, Willard and Dibbs.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.